situation is very tough. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's how Ukrainian President Zelensky is describing what's happening in the eastern Donetsk region amid constant Russian attacks.
It would be possible to stop this Russian terror if we could provide our military with relevant missile power so that terrorists do not feel impunity. Ukraine needs long-range missiles, in particular to remove this option for invaders to destroy Ukrainian cities using missile launchers deployed far from the front line.
Today, Russian shelling hammered the southern town of Kherson, where residents lived for months under occupation. At least three people were killed.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Zelensky says Russia wants the war to drag on. Turkey's president has indicated his country might approve Finland's application for NATO membership before taking any action on Sweden's. Turkey has accused the government in Stockholm of being too lenient toward terror groups. Could there be a federal investigation of the Memphis Police Department following Tyre Nichols' death?
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, said of a possible probe into the entire MPD.
I would not rule that out.
But on ABC's This Week, Senator Durbin said any probe must not issue blame too broadly. He says there are many good cops in Memphis.
But there are those who should not be on the force and are just not made for the job, and we see their prejudice.
Senator Durbin says there must be a culture change in policing, and better training and screening and more stringent accreditation can do that.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. And the Philadelphia Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl after beating the San Francisco 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship. The winner of tonight's AFC Championship game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs will face the Eagles at the Super Bowl. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took criticism for denying the use of the College Board's advanced placement curriculum in African American studies. But the state's education department later said the board will amend the coursework. Fox's Eben Brown reports.
An AP course in African American studies might still be taught at Florida high schools now that the College Board could amend the syllabus. As written originally, it drew sharp criticism for deviating from Black history. Keisha King is a mother from Jacksonville and is African American.
There are a lot of different topics that are covered in this AP course, and there were 6 points that were rejected. And those points dealt with critical race theory and queer theory. So what does queer theory have to do with teaching Black American history?
Florida law disallows public school courses modeled on critical race theory, which critics say is a form of indoctrination. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
An appeals court has blocked Michigan's minimum wage hike to $13 per hour. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more.
The heart of the appeal in Michigan was whether or not the adopt and amend strategy used by Michigan's GOP-controlled legislature in 2018 was legal. After lawmakers adopted a ballot initiative to raise the minimum wage and then quickly amended it, an appeals court says it was legal, reversing a lower court decision that would have increased Michigan's hourly minimum wage to $13.03 per hour and the tipped minimum wage to $11.73 an hour starting next month. Backers of the minimum wage hike plan to appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court, though the latest decision a relief to restaurants and hospitality businesses that contend countless jobs have been saved. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Department of Transportation this week is expected to announce mega grants for road and mass transit improvements under the new infrastructure law. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.